Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about boundaries and how boundaries are not ultimatums. That's the title. Boundaries are not ultimatums. So let's talk about the difference between boundaries and ultimatums. Let's talk about why boundaries work and ultimatums do not work. And just a reminder that we are in season 9 right now, and we were talking about recovering coupleships. So recovering couples, people who have both done the interpersonal work and are trying to restore their coupleship to see how they're going to move forward. How are they going to grow as a couple? Not just individually, but as a coupleship. So boundaries. We have talked a lot about them on multiple seasons, multiple episodes of the Direct Impact Podcast. I want to talk about them a little differently here because this is a stage and phase of recovery for the coupleship where both parties are setting regular boundaries. Okay? Oftentimes in early recovery from sexual addiction and compulsivity, the betrayed partner is the one setting the majority of those boundaries to create a sense of safety, okay? And enough space to heal. Right? And enough space to not feel responsible for the addict or their behaviors, right? So now, though, in this stage, in this phase, both parties are setting boundaries, right? And there is healthy communication happening on a regular basis. And yes, usually it's scheduled, especially at first, because it has to be scheduled to be practiced. And once it's practiced, you'll find that it happens just in regular conversation. It happens here and there and starts to happen quite organically and naturally, and it feels good, you know, but that takes time, years, okay? It takes time, it takes years, and it takes concerted, consistent effort. But at this phase, both parties are able to turn towards each other and say, hey, I need to set a boundary here. This is why I need to set a boundary. So you're naming the problematic behavior. You're naming what it does to you and how it feels when the behavior happens. And then you are also kind of attaching that to what it might be reminiscent of. Like, this is reminiscent of your disease to me. Or it's reminiscent of when my dad used to do X, Y, and Z. And inside, I feel icky. Okay, so you're naming, where is that in your body? And what does it remind you of? Why is it so, why does it create such big emotion for you? And then invite them, okay? Invite your partner to do that behavior differently, okay? And then let them know if that behavior does not change, what will you then need to change, okay? That is a boundary. It is, I am naming something that you do, and I am naming that in a way that is not judging you or belittling you or criticizing you or even saying that it's wrong. I am just naming it. I am telling you what it does to me. I am telling you that it's not healthy for me in my recovery to tolerate that for long. And I'm inviting you to change that behavior. Okay, it could be a word, you know, don't you, if you could, I'm inviting you not to say should, I'm inviting you to say could, or would you please, right? And so it's an invitation, and then let them know if the behavior persists and it starts to eat away or erode at your recovery, this is something you're going to have to do about that. Okay, because your own interpersonal recovery is always paramount. It is always top priority, right? The relational recovery is secondary, all right? And that's how we know the importance of setting boundaries. We continue to set boundaries so that we can preserve our own individual recovery and still stay in a committed coupleship that's moving in the right direction. So we want to be able to set these boundaries with each other without fear, and to set boundaries without judgment, and to set boundaries without, you know, definitely without like name calling or belittling or shaming the other individual, right? Because you're requesting that boundary. It's your boundary. It is about you and it is for you. So please own that. Own it. It's yours. And you're inviting someone to help you, to assist you, to make your life and your recovery better. And if they cannot do that, then you will have to change something. Right? That is a boundary. A boundary is very different from an ultimatum. Okay? So an ultimatum is typically done in a way that's a little bit more shaming. It's a little bit more accusational. And it's also, I am going to take something from you if you don't do something for me. Okay? So oftentimes ultimatums wind up harming the other individual. Okay? So we want to be really careful that that's not what's happening. We want to invite the other party to get involved in our own healing and to make our lives better so that we can proceed forward in a healthy relationship, right? But we're not trying to harm the other person or take something away from the other person, right? And sometimes that's what's happening. It's like, I need to take this from you so that I can feel safe. Well, be mindful of that.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
If it's something unhealthy for you, for the other person, and for the relationship, the invitation is to abstain from that behavior. And if they cannot, you will have to set boundaries with that behavior. Or if worse, you know, if they're in a relapse, my goodness, then you're setting boundaries with that disease. And you've already at this point in phase, if y'all are, you know, doing this relational work, you know, your partner, they already know what your non-negotiables are. So you've been very clear, like, if this happens, you know, I'm not going to be able to live in the same space with you. If this happens, you know, like the non-negotiable behaviors, the inner circle behaviors, and your response to any engagement in those, that's already been well established, okay? So I'm not talking about that. I am talking about daily, you know, weekly, monthly boundaries, and just noticing the things that upset and dysregulate your nervous system, and inviting your partner to help to heal that, okay? I'm inviting the coupleship to deeper conversation, to making each other's lives better, to helping each other prioritize recovery, okay? It's different than an ultimatum, all right? So be clear, and please be willing to also work in couples therapy and with your therapist about how to set boundaries, and more importantly, how do we maintain them long term? Okay, because these non-negotiables, they have to be restated quite often. And sometimes these touch points and scheduled times for communication and connection is a good time to restate, especially if you're triggered, what the non-negotiables are, right? And what are your boundaries with those non-negotiable behaviors? That's okay. You can restate things, especially if you're triggered. But I'm also inviting y'all to set boundaries with other things in the relationship that might be triggering or reminiscent of the disease, but maybe it's just the way your partner is. Maybe it's just the way that they're wired. Maybe it's just something, it's just a learned behavior that is causing you distress. I want you to be able to talk about all of this and also start to discern, what is the difference? What really is my partner and who they are as a fallible human? And what is my partner when they're active in their disease or when they're triggered by their betrayal trauma? Okay, these are differences. And at some point in this phase of recovery, the recovery of the coupleship, you're starting to find out these things like, okay, like, what are the things that if I'm going to stay in this committed relationship, like, these are forever things. These are forever irritants. These are forever behavior patterns, but they are not connected to the disease of addiction. And they are not trauma responses or, you know, safety-seeking behaviors, right? So again, boundaries, not ultimatums, clear, consistent touch points and communication between partners and working to get on the same team. Get on the same team. Y'all have the same enemy. Remember that, all right? The enemy is the disease of addiction, and that disease is best fought together. All right, thank you so much, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey. Are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.